wrap it up. Micah 7 and verse 3. So they wrap it up. The words wrap it up are much used in common speech today. They convey an important message. It is short, it is startling, but it is sure. There is, of course, the wrap it up of containment. If we want to contain something, we wrap it up. This separates it by itself and prevents mixture or association with someone else. In some ways, our lives are wrapped in containment. We are individuals, and no one can answer for us. Everyone, the Bible tells us, must give account of himself to God. What have we wrapped up in our life? Secret sins, filthy habits, fleshly lusts, rejection of Christ, or have we wrapped up in it acceptance of Christ, love for his word, walking in his ways, activity in his service. As sin contaminates, if we have it wrapped up in our lives, the whole package of living will be defiled and eventually destroyed. So much for the wrapping up of containment. But what about the wrapping up of commitment? When we have committed ourselves to something, then we say, I'll take it, wrap it up. We have decided, and the wrap up seals that decision. The Bible calls to the wrap it up of commitment. It demands commitment to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a decision time for each one of us. We must make up our minds. The basis meaning of the Bible word repentance is a change of mind. Christ died and rose again and has been exalted to give us this gift of salvation. Acts 5:31. Make sure that you have this glorious gift of the wrap-up of commitment. But what about the wrapping up of concealment? When we buy a present at Christmas time for a loved one, we wrap it up to conceal it. Part of the excitement is the undoing of the wrappings to discover what the present is. God's unspeakable gift, which made the first Christmas and all succeeding ones, the babe of Bethlehem was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Have you, like the shepherds, come to discover God's wrapped up gift? Have you found the Savior who is Christ the Lord? Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 15. The wrap it up of curtailment is my final word. The words wrap it up have a curtailment about them. They ring with finality. The decision's made. Authority has spoken. The choice is sealed. Wrap it up. Someday those words will be spoken concerning our life on earth. The sovereign judge will say of our earthly life, wrap it up. Wrap it up in the shroud of death. Wrap it up in the boards of the coffin. Wrap it up in the soil of the grave. Wrap it up, a separated soul in the prisons of a lost eternity. Will those winding bands be the bands of hell? Or will you escape from all the bands and join the freedom of heaven when your time comes and you hear the final wrap it up? What will the end be? Amen and amen.